So saying, he gathered clouds and stirred the deep, grasping the trident in his hands. He started tempests of wind from every side, and covered with his clouds both land and sea. Night broke from heaven. Forth rushed together Eurus and Notus, hard-blowing Zephyrus and sky-born Boreas, rolling up heavy waves. Then did Odysseus' knees grow feeble, and his very soul, and in dismay he said to his stout heart, "Oh, woe is me! What will become of me at last? I fear that all the goddess told was true when she declared that on the sea, before I reached my native land, I should have my fill of sorrow. Now all has come to pass. Oh, with what cloud Zeus overcasts the outstretched sky! He stirred the deep, and tempests of wind hurry from every side. Swift death is sure. Thrice, four times happy Danaans, who in the time gone by fell on the plain of Troy to please the sons of Atreus. Would I had died there too and met my doom, the day the Trojan host hurled at me brazen spears over the body of the son of Peleus. Then had I found a burial, and the Achaeans had borne my name afar. Now I must be cut off by an inglorious death." As thus he spoke, a great wave broke on high, and madly plunging, whirled his raft about. Far from the raft he fell, and sent the rudder flying from his hand. The mast snapped in the middle under the fearful tempest of opposing winds that struck, and far in the sea canvas and sailyard fell. The water held him long submerged. He could not rise at once after the crash of the great wave, for the clothing which divine Calypso gave him weighed him down. At length, however, he came up, spitting from out his mouth the bitter brine, which plentifully trickled also from his head. Yet even then, spent as he was, he did not forget his raft, but pushing on amongst the waves laid hold of her, and in her middle got a seat and so escaped death's ending. But her the great wave drove along its current up and down, as when in autumn Boreas drives thistle heads along the plain, and close they cling together, so the winds drove her up and down the deep. One moment Notus tossed her on for Boreas to drive, the next would Eurus give her up for Zephyrus to chase. But the daughter of Cadmus saw him, fair-ankled Ino, that goddess pale who formerly was mortal and of human speech, but now in the water's depths shares the god's honors. She pitied Odysseus, cast away and meeting sorrow, and like a petrel on the wing she rose from the sea's trough, and lighting on his strong-built raft, spoke to him thus: "Unhappy man, why is earth-shaking Poseidon so furiously enraged that he makes many ills spring up around you? Destroy you shall he not, however wroth he be. Only do this. You seem to me not to lack understanding. Strip off these clothes and leave your raft for winds to carry. Then strike out with your arms and seek a landing on the Phaeacian coast, where fate allows you safety. Here, spread this wimple underneath your breast. It is immortal. Have no fear of suffering or death. But when your hands shall touch the shore, untie and fling the wimple into the wine-dark sea, well off the shore, yourself being turned away.